This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
COVID variant spreads like wildfire.
Omicron is going to blow its way through the population probably very quickly.
Another life for Build Back Better.
There is a way to restructure it that will meet Manchin's objectives.
A holiday classic turns 75.
You look at your life and you realize it really is a wonderful life.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with a CBS World News Roundup. Americans usually spend the weekend before Christmas trying to finish their shopping. Instead, many spent Saturday or Sunday in line for COVID tests, with the Omicron variant in all but five states, and the U.S. averaging 156,000 cases a day. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy on CBS Mornings.
In the coming weeks, we are going to see a spike in cases. Omicron is incredibly transmissible, but there will be a stark difference between the experience of those who are vaccinated and boosted versus those who are unvaccinated. Those who have maximal protection, you either won't get infected, or if you do get an infection, it will be most likely mild. But if you are unvaccinated, I'm worried about you. I'm worried that your risk of being hospitalized or, God forbid, losing your life to this virus is quite significant.
The surge has become deja vu for sports leagues and for entertainment venues. Here's CBS's Mola Lange in New York.
Three NFL games and five NBA games have been postponed, and six NHL teams won't play for at least a week.
A growing number of universities are now delaying the return to in-person classes after winter break. Among them, Harvard, Middlebury, and DePaul in Chicago. And cruise ships are seeing COVID cases again. Royal Caribbean's Symphony of the Seas docked in Miami Saturday after almost 50 people tested positive for the virus.
COVID came early this year.
And once again, Saturday Night Live had no live audience, no musical performance, and few live sketches after last-minute changes for COVID safety.
President Biden will speak to the nation about the latest surge tomorrow. University of Virginia politics professor Larry Sabato says Mr. Biden has to do something to reach millions of unvaccinated Americans.
He has got to use the speech not to drone on and say the same old things, but to get tough. It's going to take something with a penalty that matters to people. And Biden is going to have to lay it out, because if he misses this opportunity, we are going to have a horrible winter.
As health officials urge Americans to get fully vaccinated with boosters, CBS's Vicky Barker says there's more evidence that the booster shot is effective against Omicron.
Early lab results show people who got the Moderna vaccine as a booster had between 37 and 83 times the number of antibodies against Omicron as those who'd had just two shots, depending on whether they got the high dose or a dosage half the strength.
The Biden social agenda is on life support after West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin said he will not vote for it. Goldman Sachs has already downgraded its forecast for 2022. More from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The dramatic announcement puts much of the president's domestic agenda at risk, and an expiring tax credit for more than 35 million families with children likely won't be renewed. As written, the president's Build Back Better plan included hundreds of billions of dollars to combat climate change, more funding for Medicare, child care, and universal pre-K. Manchin didn't rule out working on those issues, just not as currently written, in a bill costing nearly $2 trillion.
There's a lot of good, but that bill is a mammoth piece of legislation.
But the White House lashed out, saying Manchin's stance is at odds with what he told the president and a breach of his commitments to fellow Democrats.
Closing arguments begin this morning in the trial of Kim Potter, the former Minneapolis police officer who fatally shot Daunte Wright back in April, saying that she mistook her handgun for a taser. Minneapolis lawyer Joe Tamburino is following the case.
The facts really aren't disputed. Everybody agrees to the facts. Everything's on video. You can hear everything. It's really going to be a matter of how that jury decides whether or not Ms. Potter was reckless.
Potter has pled not guilty to first and second degree manslaughter charges. They carry maximum sentences of 15 and 10 years, respectively.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
More than a month after a social media post on her account claimed that a top Communist Party official sexually assaulted her, Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai now says it didn't happen. A Chinese reporter interviewed her but never followed up on that statement. John Daly and his son John II may have won the PNC Championship here in Orlando, but the real show is put on by Tiger Woods and his 12-year-old son Charlie. It was the older Woods' first competitive tournament since he crashed his SUV and was badly injured last winter.
I'm just happy and thankful that I'm able to do this. I still have my own leg, which was questionable for a while, and it's functioning.
It was anything but a hit when it hit movie theaters, but 75 years after its premiere, It's a Wonderful Life is a holiday classic and then some.
It is one of America's most enduring films, the story of George Bailey, who feels his life is worthless, then discovers it isn't.
You've been given a great gift, George. A chance to see what the world would be like without you.
When he realizes his life has impacted others, he changes his mind.
Help me, Terrence, please. Please. I want to live again.
Last night here in L.A. at the New Academy Museum, a special screening took place with three actors from the film, including Carolyn Grimes, who played daughter Zuzu. She can still recite her most famous line at the end of the film.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Grimes was 6 when the film was made. She is now 81.
Everyone identifies with George, and everyone doesn't have a perfect life.
And those attending the screening said the film's message is meaningful in 2021.
Look at the world in which we live right now. I mean, it gives you hope.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Peter Parker's alter ego has climbed to new heights.
Hello, Peter.
I know you.
What have you done with my machine?
Spider-Man No Way Home took in an estimated $253 million at North American movie theaters over the weekend. Pandemic-era record. Sony Pictures says it's also the third biggest domestic movie opening of all time.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
A rock legend appeals to fans to get vaccinated after catching COVID.
Queen guitarist Brian May hit Instagram over the weekend telling fans he got COVID after he and his wife went to a party earlier this month.
We thought we were in a kind of safe bubble, so we didn't wear masks.
Flu-like symptoms rocked him days later.
I can't emphasize to you enough, this is not the response that my body would have made on its own. It's making this response because I've had 3 Pfizer jabs. And I beg you and implore you to go and get jabbed if you're not already.
Both May and his wife have since recovered. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
In the race to the playoffs, the NFL has its first division champion.
End zone wide open, touchdown, Aaron Jones. Packers on top.
Green Bay beat Baltimore 31-30 on Fox to clinch the NFC North. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, December 20th, 2021. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.